The Alaska House voted 21-19 this morning to restore the full amount for Alaska Permanent Fund dividends this year. PFDs would be roughly $2,700. Alaska Public Media and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports on the arguments for and against the change.
The vote would add nearly $900 million to the proposed state budget. This would decrease state savings since there is no new revenue to offset the increase. Minority caucus Republicans provided most of the support for restoring the dividends to the full amount set under a legal formula used until 2 years ago. Eagle River Republican Representative Dan Sadler says the PFD shouldn't be cut until the budget for state government services is smaller. He supported cutting a study of vitamin D deficiency funded in the budget.
The budget is rising despite the efforts of me and my caucus to hold down, to reduce the size of government, and even just to slow the rate of increase have been unsuccessful time after time after time. So, Mr. Speaker, if we have $500,000 to spend on vitamin D, I have a very difficult time standing up and supporting a reduced dividend.
The mostly Democratic House majority was nearly evenly divided. 10 voted for the funding, while 12 voted against it. Anchorage Democratic Representative Garen Tarr says the PFD shouldn't be cut until the legislature passes a plan that closes the long-term gap between how much the state spends and how much it brings in. The majority has proposed higher oil and gas taxes or a tax on income as part of a comprehensive plan.
And it shouldn't lie on the shoulders of our children, our seniors, our veterans, and those on fixed incomes and lower income Alaskans to solve the budget crisis. Everybody needs to give in a way that's meaningful, and those are the Alaskans who have given the most so far.
Some opponents also say PFD cuts hurt lower-income residents, but they say a larger PFD this year threatens future PFDs by chipping away at permanent fund earnings as well as funding for state services. Fairbanks Democratic Representative Adam Wohl says the state can't afford the full amount.
I know there's some people that make counterarguments that since we didn't get a more distributed revenue package that we should ditch this, but I'm not one of those people. I think this is really important to stick with it, stick with our plan, and forge ahead.
And some opponents like Anchorage Representative Chris Birch argue that the PFD spending mirrors larger patterns in state spending. He was one of 7 minority caucus Republicans to vote no.
I think it's spending money we don't have. We've got a reputation collectively of doing that, and I think we can't afford it. I think we need to take a very hard look at this budget effort.
Governor Bill Walker vetoed roughly half of the PFD money in 2016, and the legislature cut the money by more than half last year. The House adjourned Monday after taking the vote in the morning. It's not clear how the House will fund the PFD, and it's not clear what will happen to the PFD in the Senate. Last year, the House proposed $1,250 dividends, and the Senate proposed $1,000 dividends. They compromised on an $1,100 amount. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.